It is the usual weekly wellness chat with Alec. Good morning, Alec. Great to have you back
morning,
in studio.
Birgitta.
Alec, I'm going to ask you to please pronounce your surname because I even practice off air and I'm like, no.
Averinos.
There we go. Averinos. There we go. I need to practice it a little bit more before I can say it just smoothly without you having to assist me. But thank you so much, Alec, for being in the studio this morning and looking forward to our discussion today, which is all about setting up your brain for success. So important to be doing that. We don't even realize that we need to be setting our brain up for success, right?
Yeah, so we're looking at a couple of the practical things that you can do because ultimately where we basing this from is the fact that if you don't renew your mind and if you don't change your attitude and your approach and understand who you are in Christ, it is very difficult for you to succeed in your fitness and nutrition journey. So in order for you to actually love and cherish and look after your body, which is a temple of the Holy Spirit, through exercise and through nutrition, you need to change your mind and your attitude, and you need to have a fertile brain, if I can put it that way. And that is what we're talking about today.
A mindset definitely that needs to be changed. I think let's look at the practical sides of things. Alec, if we can go and you run through the differences between having a healthy brain and an unhealthy brain.
Sure. So, you know, if your brain is in a healthy state, then you will by default be happier, healthier, wealthier, wiser, more creative and more innovative. Whereas if you are have an unhealthy brain, you're sadder, you're generally sicker, poorer, not as smart, very rigid in your thinking, and very inflexible. And we are tasked with having a growth mindset and being able to grow and change, and that requires us to set ourselves up for success.
Also, from a workplace point of view, if you are in an unhealthy mindset, unhealthy brain health, that is, you obviously are not going to be very effective in your job. You're not going to be most productive. It's actually going to be quite a struggle to get through and be productive and get to the tasks that need to get done, just from a mental point of view in the workplace.
Yeah. So it's just some interesting facts that as you mentioned, you know, your brain weighs only 2% of your total body weight, but it requires between 20% and 30% of your energy. So it's vitally important that it has enough energy in order for it to be able to function properly. And then just some more interesting facts. You've got over 100 billion nerve cells.
It's incredible.
And there's more connections in your brain than there are stars in the sky. So, yeah, it is really important to look after yourself. Another very interesting fact is that as you become more overweight, the physical weight and functioning of your brain deteriorates and diminishes. So as you get fatter, your brain gets smaller and functions less properly. So yeah, it's very interesting to actually see the effect of things like alcohol, drugs, smoking on your brain. So all those things that we mentioned now have a direct impact on the function of your brain.
Those are very interesting facts, and I don't think we even realize half of those facts and how amazing the brain really is. You talk about 100 billion nerve cells
yeah.
in that space that is only takes up 2% of your body weight and uses up to 30% of your energy. That is incredible how our brains are, and I don't think we've even touched or scratched the surface on our knowledge, even as specialists out there that study this for years and years and years, and the importance of it being healthy in your brain. How do we enhance having better brain health? I mean, let's look at that practicality of that.
Well, if we look at the macro and micronutrients that are needed, on the macronutrient level, you're talking about proteins, fats, and carbohydrates as your sources of energy. And on the micronutrient level, you're talking about your vitamins, your minerals, and water. So, you know, the mood boosting, if I can put it that way, are protein, which is your amino acids, which are very important. Healthy fats, your omega-3 in particular, your sort of fatty fish sources, iron, zinc, vitamin B and D, and blueberries. And those will all have the effects of upregulating your emotions. So they have a positive effect on your dopamine, your serotonin, and norepinephrine. So those are the natural byproducts of a healthy diet, which we've mentioned before, which upregulate your brain and put you into a positive and happy frame of mind. And then we're talking about things like your social connections, being serious about who you spend time with, being curious, learning, discovering, experimenting. So those are sort of very beneficial to improving your overall brain health, getting enough sleep, making sure that you get enough exercise. Your physically healthy body contributes greatly to a healthy mind.
Does your brain develop always? Is it continually? I know you can renew your mind from a spiritual point of view, but I'm just thinking from the practical side of things. How does your brain, I know it can regenerate.
And, yes.
And if you follow Caroline Leaf, she also talks about, she shows this tree that's dead and a tree that comes to life and the renewing of your mind in that. But on a practical sense of things, where when it comes to bringing exercise into brain development, I'm sure there's a link between exercise and brain development.
There most certainly is, and you know, things like exercise and introducing an element of complexity into your exercise, that you're actually stretching and challenging your brain. So, for example, being able to juggle, that is. Not something that would immediately come to mind, but that has a very positive benefit on actually getting and forcing your brain to function and fire properly.
Also skipping, Alec, what do you think of that?
Yeah, well, I had to put some effort into learning to skip again. I wasn't the most coordinated. So, yes, skipping has definitely been a challenge. From a CrossFit point of view, I'm still totally useless at doing double unders. So, yeah, those are reasons why I haven't looked at CrossFit as a competitive sport, because the idea of needing to know how to do a walk on my hands, handstand walking, and double unders, etc., are sort of. Yeah, maybe I've just got a mental block there. I need to renew my own mind.
Exactly. You need to renew your mind for the skipping section of that brain of yours that you are using. But, Alec, a lot of listeners are older. They're out of school. They're working now. They're going to varsity, whatever it is. But there are listeners that have parents. And it's so important to link exercise also and include it into their day, I guess. I know kids are meant to play a lot and sleep a lot, but also a little bit of physical exercise doesn't do any harm either and will help them also with their development of their brain.
Absolutely. So, I mean, regardless of age, your nutrition and your physical exercise are key to actually setting the foundation for having a healthy brain. And then the third element, which is what we are really hammering on, is the biblical perspective of renewing your brain. And there, I think a verse that sums it up really, really well is in Ephesians 3, verse 20. If you can read that for us, that'll be great.
Sure. Ephesians 3, verse 20 says, "Now all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think."
Yeah. So your thoughts and your are the limiting factor. And until you know who you are and what you are capable because of God being resident within you, it is very difficult for you to rise above your current set of circumstances and the situation that you find yourself in. We really do need to renew our mind. And, you know, over the weekend, we sang a song at church on Sunday, and there were just a couple of words that really stood out to me because of what I'd been preparing. And it was, you know, as I bow before the Lord, I will rise in confidence. And that is what we need to do. We need to get our confidence, and we need to be grounded in knowing who God says we are, and we need to believe who he says we are in order for us to be able to change and grow and develop into all that we were created to be. So on the one hand, you've got the practical side of things, like making sure that you exercise enough and that you are feeding yourself nutritiously, and that will have an immediate physiological impact on your body and on your brain. And then you need to be grounding yourself in the Word, and you need to be renewing your mind, because this is quite interesting. So it says, "Watch your thoughts, for they become your words. Watch your words, for they become your actions. Watch your actions, because they become your habits. Watch your habits, for they become your character. And watch your character, for it will determine your destiny." So your success is determined ultimately by your thoughts. And if your thoughts are grounded in who you are in Christ, then you are setting yourself up for that abundant life. And if we know that God within us is there to provide super abundantly beyond our thoughts, hopes, beliefs, and expectations, then we can grow and rise in confidence, and we can have the courage that's needed to take the steps to change our circumstances. So you can succeed in your exercise plan and in your nutrition plan, it will have knock-on effects everywhere, in your relationships, your business, ongoing.
Alec, I could not have summed that up any better. Well done. Yes, basically at the end of the day, it's about aligning our thoughts with the Word of God. And when we do that, the world is our oyster. We are doing things for the kingdom of God, and we will be able to achieve more than we could ever even imagine to achieve.
Yeah. So I think what we've been saying on an ongoing basis is that the Bible is a call to action. And your actions are based and birthed out of your thoughts. So if you can get your thoughts right, it will then knock on to your actions, which will determine your habits, and then those small habitual beneficial things that you do on a daily basis will have that profound effect. And ultimately, we were all born as a seed to grow into a tree to provide fruit to friends, family, and everybody around us. You can determine the extent and the fruit that you bring to the party.
Absolutely. And just to end off from my side in saying that you might be thinking that your brain health is not very healthy at the moment, but that is the beauty of the Word of God. The Word of God can make your brain healthy if you align it with, it's just about getting, meditating on the Word of God, being as be it meditating on a scripture or a passage of scripture or a story in the Bible where you can relate to, and just be asking the Holy Spirit, what is it that He's talking to you about?